right, welcome back to the Curse Checkpoint, a topical podcast from HorribleNight.com. I'm your host, Justin Lacey. Tonight, we're going to talk about Destiny and where the hell we left off with Destiny. And here with us tonight is Senior Destiny Correspondent, or the Destiny Correspondent I could find time to talk to at the same time that I could talk about it, Aaron McNeil.
I'm live here from the Loot Cave. It's a massacre.
The Loot Caves don't exist, or did they find...
There's a new Loot Cave.
New Loot Cave. They haven't shut it down yet?
Ingrams everywhere.
Oh, man.
Blood.
Those Ingrams are assholes.
Hide your kids.
So we're, a couple weeks out from... Almost two and a half, three weeks out from the release of Destiny, which...
Yep.
I don't know about you, Aaron, was the reason I talked myself into a next-gen console, because that was the first, like... Not a Sony exclusive, but a console exclusive that I knew was not coming to the PC anytime soon. And
makes sense.
It seemed like the game to be prepped for, and then it got delayed, and here we are a year later after the release, and we're finally getting to play it. And So I played the alpha, and I played some of the beta. Did you play in the preview stuff?
I played the beta for about 3 days,
okay.
Waited for a Charlie version, didn't show up,
right.
And then it launched.
Okay, so, did you played it 3 days before it launched? You played the beta? Oh, never mind.
I played the beta for 3 days,
so,
and then never again.
I think I know where you're going to fall on this game, but what were your thoughts after the beta? I've kind of written about mine, so...
After the beta, I was kind of excited. I like games where you level up, you get loot.
Mm-hmm.
If you've listened to any of my podcasts before, you know that.
Or our loot cast.
Our loot cast. You know I love loot demons, and there are a lot of aliens in this. They kind of look demonic, so they drop loot.
They do,
so it's almost the same thing.
Yeah. So you were hyped.
So, I got excited. I'm like, I'm glad I pre-ordered this, and I got the beta. It's nice that they let me try it out. I will enjoy this game.
Yeah. It was a definite pre-order for me at that point. Why did I pre-order? I pre-ordered it so I could preload it and play it at midnight. That was really the big
legit reasons.
And on my PlayStation 4, I've been trying to stick with digital purchases as much as I can. You're on PS3. How's the PS3 version of Destiny?
It's what Papa Jack would have wanted.
Okay. Good. Destiny kind of became my, like I said, I bought a console for it. Definitely my most anticipated release of the year. And I don't know about your ties to Halo. I've always respected Bungie, and I'll probably talk about
definitely.
This. I'll probably talk this a little bit more, but Bungie, like I like the gameplay in Bungie games. I made fun of the Halo. Like lore and the story and the characters, and like I never like the names of their ridiculous ships and
how dare you disrespect the chief.
It was pretty bad. It was not why I was playing it, but that was the most fun I had multiplayer, and I really enjoyed the AI and the battle scenarios that are presented in the single player version of that game. And I like bumping up the difficulty and going for all the achievements and that sort of thing. So
yeah.
Basically, after I played the alpha and I felt like, hey, these guns feel good, and this world is some weird cross between Halo, Mass Effect, and Star Wars, and I could get into this. And we had enough of our buddies that are going to jump in, and I was like, I'm going to have a couple people I can run around multiplayer with. Like, that's usually not my thing these days because it's so hard to get people together, but
yeah,
there's enough there to give it a shot. And so... kind of became a no-brainer purchase, and as of this recording, I finally reached level 20.
Congrats.
I've been enjoying my time, which is saying a lot since, I've probably played through all of Earth, the first planet, between the alpha, beta, and playing three characters now. I have played a fair share of Earth, and I wasn't really tired of it, even with the patrol missions, so... I don't know what that says about me, but it's just like, I just enjoy, I enjoy the minute-to-minute action of the game. I like...
You like Earth.
Yeah, I like Earth. I like the loot grind so far. No, I got really excited when I got to the moon. Like, I was like, oh, here we go. We're just ramping up. We're seeing new stuff. That was the first time I jumped on a pike, the little speeders that the enemies have, and that thing had guns. That was pretty cool.
Guns.
And then about level 12 or 13, I think at that point I had done one strike mission with random people that went really well. It went poorly, but we, like, our third person dropped off midway through the game, and we had to finish it with just two of us. But it was kind of one of those scenarios. The one guy leaves, and we're fighting the first boss, and I go down for the first time, and it's just kind of like, all right, so is this guy going to leave? Is he going to revive me? Is he just going to, like, pretend that we're...
Yeah, you never know.
And he had my back, I had his back, and we broed up for the last... The two bosses and got through that first strike, and so all my strike experiences have been pretty positive.
Same here.
So at level 12 or 13, one night a couple of my buddies got on and we started doing multiplayer, started doing the Crucible, and
how'd that go?
It went well. We had fun. I leveled up some. So what?
It's good that all translates over.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, for me, the Crucible is more fun if I'm playing at least with a couple friends. Like, if it's just total me against the world or my team against the world, and I don't know these dudes, that would be boring to me. But if I
curse a lot.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of ups and downs. I curse a lot of people, curse myself, curse my teammates. But I don't know. It was a couple guys I hadn't gotten to play games with very much either, and it was just we had a good time. Felt like Halo.
Yeah, like a Halo where everyone's got stupid overpowered supers.
Yeah, it was during the first week, so I'm sure that was not as prominent. But you're talking about the powers themselves.
Yeah, I'm talking about the individual class powers. Yeah, Titans. The first week, Titans were just raining from the sky. I still think they're overpowered. Their AOE attack goes stupid far away from where they actually land, and I will die.
Is it that they're overpowered, or I think the hunters are the ones that are just underpowered? Like, because I feel like I like my AOE attack as a warlock. I still feel like. I've
got a warlock too.
I tossed one in there and got six kills right away, and I was like, I can get behind this.
Titans and warlocks both AOE stupid strong. Hunters, however, people were complaining about hunters. There's a video like a few weeks ago where a hunter uses their super, which one of them is that they can just dash all over the place and cut everything with their knives. And that is so fast that if they trigger it on top of you and you aren't already fighting that person, it's over.
I mean, but all the supers are pretty much insta kills, and it's just
they're all like that.
I mean, I guess maybe if I was playing it seriously and trying to get loot and, you know, all of that, I would be a little bit more annoyed by the insta kills. But there's a part of me when I play a game like that, like, and I've heard people complain about the balance and how those powers are throwing everything off. There's a part of me that just accepts that that's part of the game. Like, everybody has this power, and it could randomly happen. And I don't know, I feel like it prevents some just ridiculous kill streaks. And I don't know, I really like... I was impressed that they, you know, kind of... It didn't matter what level you are. Like, your gear can matter, but essentially, they level out everybody. Like, when I was 12 and playing against 22s, I think was the highest guy I saw at that point. So... It felt more fair than I expected, and I finished in the middle of the pack. That's pretty good for me, but I haven't played it since.
Yeah.
So
I played some the other day or last week, whenever, and it's like Halo multiplayer with Call of Duty, I guess, flavors to it. Those supers are kind of like the nukes of the game. And I moved away from Call of Duty because I was sick of all that stuff. And how fast everyone died, how mortal, I guess, you are in Call of Duty is just not my cup of tea compared to how Halo has the shields.
Yeah.
And regenerating health.
Yeah. I mean, there definitely could be some more counter abilities. They don't really have that. It is kind of, I guess, when you use those powers, you're at the mercy.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. But again, I just kind of approach it from that's how the game's set up right now. Like, this is...
Yeah, it's just how it is.
Yeah. Are you playing any, like, Right now, are you playing any Crucible when you're going to play, or are you sticking to other grinding?
I stick to other grinding, okay. Typically. Every now and then, if I have a bounty, which the bounty is really the only reason I want to go play Crucible, is just to get that extra experience and reputation, because leveling up those vanguards and everyone that needs rep on the tower is kind of slow when you don't play the game a whole lot.
Gotcha.
So I need to get those bounties.
So I don't know if it was like... I took that break, played some multiplayer for that weekend, and leveled up a couple more levels. It was right after... I think I was halfway through the moon story missions. And then I went back, and the next weekend started picking up on the story stuff. So long story short, I'm almost done with Venus, and I'm already at level 20. So,
wow.
So for me, the leveling up has been fine. I haven't really had to grind my way there. I was grinding a little bit on Earth to stay at the level of whatever the next story mission was. But now I'm always a couple levels of the story mission. So and then I'm playing them on the harder difficulty. And
okay,
so that's been fun. I had a couple boss scenarios where, or like the wave based. Scenarios where I died a bunch, but I didn't knock it down. I fought through it, and then actually one of my buddies, if he listens to this, he'll get kind of he might be surprised to find out he jumped in my game when I was in the middle of a story mission. I was like, my first reaction is like, I want to do this by myself because I started it by myself, and he was like a couple levels ahead of me. I think I was 18 and he was 22.
Okay.
And no, I was 14 and he was 18. Sorry. And I was like, I don't want to do this. It's going to make it unfair. Like, we're going to just walk through this. I've been having a good time at this challenge level. And then we both died and got to start it over. And I don't know. The story missions became fun, even with a co-op buddy. And then he and I did two strikes. We did a strike paired up, so I got to do a strike with a friend. And that's a whole different thing. That gives me a lot of hope for... I don't really think, realistically, unless something changes with how you can grind to get to the raid that's out now... I don't think I can get six friends together. Just there's not enough of us that are all online at the same time.
That's a high bar for doing raids to get six people that you know.
But if I did, if I did, I could really get into that. Like that, that shows a lot of promise for me. And like I said, I got to level 20 and kind of all the way through Venus, and I'm hopefully getting to Mars soon. I can't remember where you unlock where you meet the queen and go to the reef. I think you are on Venus while that happens. So that has happened. That cutscene was cool. And then so like the story hasn't done anything for me, but I'm not invested in it at all. I don't give a shit.
It never will.
Right. I've heard terrible, terrible things. So, but right now, I'm playing it a lot more casually than I expected, and I think I'm going to take a break because there are other games coming out, but I fully expect to come back to Destiny when that expansion comes out in December, and hopefully bring in some of my friends that haven't been playing either. And, you know, it's been kind of crazy just to watch the reaction to this game, and but you and I haven't got to talk about it at all, and just on some email exchanges, I thought you might have a slightly different opinion, so tell me about your Destiny experience.
My Destiny experience has been a lot less friendly in the sense that I don't have any friends playing on the PS3. Okay. So it gives me a different... Well, I do have friends, but I don't know them.
Right.
So it gives me a different experience in terms of actually like talking with people that I know, saying, hey, let's go home and do a strike, or let's try to get this raid going. I don't know if I'll ever do a raid on the PS3 just because I don't want to... have to go through I don't feel like I should have to go through the, you know, jumping through the hoops to get five people from like web forums or something together and go, hey, let's all do the raid. It's just a weird, Destiny is a weird game for me.
I don't know if they will. I guess I've been thinking about this a lot. I think I'm optimistic for Destiny's future because of what's gone on with Diablo 3 and the fact that I've gotten super into that game again. And that, you know, it's a year and a half, two and a half years out. I forget how long ago it's been now. And maybe I'm too patient with what Destiny is right now, but I feel like they're going to evolve that stuff. And hopefully, you know, they get rid of that kind of hopefully they do matchmaking for the raids and can find ways around that to make that easier.
Yeah.
Because I would agree with you that I have gotten by on the promise of knowing some of my friends will be playing this game, and I will have those interspersed multiplayer moments. And I really felt like that multiplayer match I had came at the perfect time. I was kind of wearing myself out at the single player side and wanted to mix it up a bit, and it hit at the perfect time. And then being able to do strikes with friends, it was just like, as I would have started to kind of go down that path of this game is boring and repetitive and, well, you know, it's lacking something.
Yeah.
I made my own fun, and there's definitely room for that, I guess.
It's a well put together experiment, it feels like, where the story is just the tiniest bit of glue that holds everything you're doing together, but it ultimately doesn't mean anything. Characters don't really have names. They're like the speaker.
Very Bungie to me, though.
Yeah, it's kind of just sci-fi Bungie. We don't know what we're doing yet, but we're going to get somewhere. and the game does feel like it can evolve into being something better. But the foundation of it, shooting things, Bungie's still good, I think, at making games where you shoot aliens. And the need for loot, the need to grind, I still like that stuff. And so it's just a weird feeling to enjoy a game while simultaneously not enjoying that same game.
Yeah, so I mean, are you actively still playing it at this point?
I've dropped off faster than I thought I would.
Okay.
I played a little bit earlier just to see or remind myself of how I feel about it. And I'm trying to level up a hunter because one of the problems with the game that Bungie is going to correct is the fact that loot drops used to be a lot more random in what you'd actually get out of them. Mm-hmm. How a blue drop you would think would give you a blue item, but could give you a green.
Right.
And that made purple even worse because purple could give you purple
or green,
yellow or blue or green.
Right.
And so I had all these. So when I finally got my first legendary, I was super excited. I cried out, like scared my dogs. And when I saw it was for the class that I wasn't, it was for the Titan class, and I was a warlock with my first character. I was like, this fucking game. And
you don't have all three characters fully leveled up and ready to go?
I've started trying to do that, so that's pretty much what I do in my free time with Destiny.
So I forget when that patch is going to come out soon.
I think it's this week.
So I know they're addressing the fact that you'll get these. Well, you'll get these unidentified items. You'll get these drops that you need to have identified or whatever. And so people were getting annoyed that they would get a purple one and it wouldn't be a purple item. They said they're fixing that. So I wonder if like that just means those will drop less. Like if they're going to change the math in that or what they're going to do.
They wrote a blog about it. If whatever Ingram drops,
it'll be at least that color.
It will be that color.
Yeah.
The purples could still be for different classes, though.
Oh, okay. That's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
Is you?
I think that problem still exists. I'm calling it a problem because I hate it.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it happens a little bit in Diablo.
It does happen.
But do you think Diablo just has a better frequency or a better pacing of their loot?
What Diablo does is Diablo gives you loot a lot more frequently, and you know what it is as soon as you get it. And I think if you have to actually
identify it,
I don't believe it's ever been identified to not be something that either everyone can wear.
That's fair.
I believe it's always general items that are identified. I could be wrong in that, but I don't remember any instances in Diablo 3 where I got mad. I identified something.
I guess I was just thinking that there's this scenario where they really don't have to fix the math behind it. Like, it's just, you're just going to see more green drops in there.
Oh, I see. Instead of them being purple and turning green, now you just get more greens.
Yeah, so like, are people just upset because they get their hopes up and then have them crushed? But if they never get their hopes up less, will that be a better thing? Like, I'm really curious to see how they're fixing it. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that could be it.
That was my first reaction to it. Was like, okay, well then we'll just change it. So I mean, so that you know, the purple items are still going to drop the you're going to get a purple item the same amount of time as you would. You're just going to see more greens and blues.
Yeah, that, oh man, I would stop.
All right. That's,
I couldn't take that.
I mean, okay, you and I have talked a lot about loot, and if the loot is frustrating you, that gives me pause, I guess.
Yeah.
Aside from your loot problems, it seems like you spent, I mean, I'm guessing, based on your stories, it sounds like you spent quite a bit of time at 20 or post story. What was keeping you going?
It's just the way that I guess I'm longing for that Bungie Halo experience again. I did play Halo 4. I thought that was a fine game, but yep. Bungie's got this special touch to their games, I have to admit. And I think it's a good shooter that's trying to do other things. It stumbles on some of them. So, but in terms of being a shooter and being sci-fi, in the most basic sense of being sci-fi, that story is just bad.
Sure.
But in terms of being a sci-fi shooter, it's just fun to have that experience. And the loot on the side, when you do get something great, that's fun.
Cool. And do you think if you would have had something else to play, you would have fallen off, or were you into it?
I think I'm into it enough as they can keep new content coming that I can actually try out. The raids, I could try out the raids. It's just a lot of effort would go into it for me to actually play a raid. But, I mean, with the stuff coming later in the year, I will always pop that game in and see what's happening with it.
Cool. I mean, have you messed with any of the events that have been going on? I thought that was actually kind of surprising that they've been on it with having something to do. Like, I haven't even gotten into the weekly bounties, the daily bounties, and that kind of stuff.
The Queen's Wrath stuff, I've been doing those bounties, but trying to play some of those missions, like there's like a heroic daily mission or a weekly mission or something, a special queen's mission, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for my character that's like 23 or 24, depending on what items I'm wearing.
Yeah.
So I've gone into the mission and then I get like slaughtered. And I really wish, like, if I had two other people playing this on PS3 with me, maybe I would enjoy my time with it more. But I really just don't feel like I want to spend my evenings or weekends butting up against that level wall by myself.
No, that, like, totally. I basically want to keep talking about this game so that I know I have friends involved that if I come back, I can get two or three people to jump in. Like I said, if I was out there on my own, lucky, I would probably have gotten through the story content and stopped. Like, it just been like, I don't know. It's the MMO problem of I don't know what I'm playing for at that point.
Yeah.
So, I did see, you know, I think through the end of the year, they're offering free upgrades if you do go to the next system.
I looked into that, and it was if you bought the digital copy the PS3 version, I did not, so I can't.
But I guess, did you, what do you know about character transfers if you would upgrade?
I don't know. I don't see what would cause that to be different, but maybe that's not possible for me.
I'm not trying to convince people to buy the consoles this year. I still think next year is the one for it, but I'm curious to see. Hopefully all that's, I mean, hopefully you can even go, like, jump from a 360 to a PS4 or PS3 to Xbox One. Like, all the character data is up there on Bungie.net.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious to see how they handle
it. It seems like it's possible. It's just, will they let you do it?
So, to wrap this up, as far as, like I said, I think I'm going to take a break from Destiny because of October's got some other games I want to check out. But with that expansion pack in December, or maybe, like, you know, as the games kind of calm down after Thanksgiving, I can see myself, like, blocking off a couple weeks where I go heavy into Destiny again. It's like, it's not that I'm down on the game, but I don't really feel the urge to try to keep up with what's going on. Like, I want to stay up to date on the news and see if there's anything cool going on in the universe, but I don't feel like trying to, you know, rush to finish that raid or, like, experience things first. Like, I kind of, you know, I missed out on the loot cave, but that was also really cool that, like, you see that it has a hungry community around it. It's just, it's waiting for something awesome to happen in Destiny that may or may not be there, but I feel like I'm going to keep an eye on the game. And
there's people that enjoy Destiny. It's just the fact that I think everyone that enjoys it in some way is frustrated by some part of it. And it's just it's a bunch of people playing this game, wanting it to be better and hoping it gets better.
Mm-hmm. And then, but at the same time, I don't really know what its competition is. Like, I'm getting, honestly, for me, the competition is going to be when the Master Chief Collection comes out, because I might switch over and get a Halo fix there. But like, it doesn't, like, it feels different than Borderlands to me, which surprised me.
Yeah.
But it has its own little niche in my game library that I'm just going to keep it around, and there's no harm in that. Like, it's not the game changer I wanted it to be or expected it to be, but I still think that foundation is so damn good that if they can figure shit out in two years, it might be what we think it is. Even, I'm not even saying, like, if they have a sequel out by then. I'm saying they might be able to still write this ship, like, just balance some things, because, like we said, that shooting is so damn good, and if they can figure out how to... The raid actually sounds pretty awesome, if I could get to do it. So if you could take some...
Yeah, the experience of it.
Yeah, some of, and give those out in smaller pieces, like... It's kind of there. I don't give a shit about the story. I don't, like...
Neither did they.
Yeah. It's something happened, though. I've been listening to some opinions on that. Like, they had to cut something out that...
cut all the good stuff out of the story,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, like, you look at those grimoires, and there's, like... You know, you feel like there's the Bible for the Destiny universe, the game Bible, the universe Bible is out there, like, and it is fleshed out. But they didn't tap into it at all. It was just like, this game is just set up for everything else. But at the same time, if they start purely focusing on that multiplayer experience, like, and you look at, like, where good MMOs have gone, like, still, the story is very, very surface level. Like, you still, beyond, you know, old school Warcraft fans that gave a shit about the Lich King, like, nobody was really talking about the twists and turns of that story as expansions came out, or even the original. So it's just like,
that's true.
I don't have expectations there. Like, they've got a setup for an interesting universe, so I don't even know, like, to me, do I even care if they do some more story content? Like,
that's an interesting point, just because, like, and we start talking about World of Warcraft, I thought, like, Warcraft's got extensive amounts of lore,
mm-hmm.
but when I played World of Warcraft base game for the first time, did I really feel like I was being treated to a story that I was paying attention to, or was it the gameplay that I cared about? And it was the gameplay. And I think the issue maybe here in Destiny is that while it is a first-person shooter MMO kind of hybrid, it's got that Bungie finesse to it, and you are, when you're inside of a character and you're shooting at these aliens, and you've got Peter Dinklage telling you in his most disinterested voice about things that are happening around you, it does kind of feel like you should be getting more of a cinematic experience, and maybe that's why everyone's a little tougher on Destiny than your PC MMO.
I think part of it, too, is that Bungie didn't, like, explain anything, or they haven't distanced themselves. It's like they're just not addressing it, and it's very odd.
Yeah.
I even have a theory on the Peter Dinklage stuff, is that that's just how they directed him. Like, it's just like, because you're kind of a robot, dude. Like, so emotionally, I wonder how much of that was actually on the director. And I'm not trying to make excuses, but yeah. I'm not also going to pretend like that stuff impacted
Dinklage
me.
Advocate.
Right. No, I mean, that was... Like, going back to Halo, none of this shit impacts me as far as the story. Like, it's the end, the moment by moment action still feels great.
Yes.
It's a great foundation. But
it's a great feeling game, but almost every other sensory part of it is just lackluster.
Yeah, it's just bare minimum.
It looks good, it feels good, but it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, coulda.
When characters talk.
Yeah. I wish they'd also, like, kind of, like, roll out, like, a roadmap for it and figure out, see where they're going, but I don't feel like they're going to show those cards until probably the spring of next year, because, I mean, they're going to be fine through the holiday season here. You know, both consoles are going to both new consoles are going to be happy. There's probably moving units for them, and
yeah,
it doesn't. I mean, it just doesn't have any competition either. It's got a window, like for a while, where what else are you going to be playing? And I also kind of like the fact that I feel like Destiny players are different players than, you know, I feel like the Titanfall and the Call of Duty and other shooters out there. Like, you're not gonna, they're, those fans are going to keep playing those games, and Destiny's going to be a little bit different. And but I wonder when everybody's patience kind of runs out with it too. Like, I feel like no one's ready to write it off. Everybody was, in general, a little bit disappointed, but had really like untouchable expectations for it. But and Bungie, like, I feel like they have this year window where they still might be able to recover. But if they're not careful,
yeah,
we're gonna call them out on their bullshit next time.
They have to keep rolling out fresh content and keeping the game balanced and addressing. They essentially need to address what the players are talking about moment to moment. And if people are complaining about, you know, this is ruining my experience, and Bungie takes too long to either say something or do something about that, then people will move away from Destiny. And Destiny does have a potential future to be something better, or to even launch like a parallel series to what they did with Halo. Just kind of, here's another sci-fi thing that people can get behind and people enjoy, but they just need to keep it going.
So you're not writing it off?
I'm not writing it off. For all the negative shit I can say about Destiny, I will still sit down, go to the moon, and shoot wizards. it feels good.
Man, I still panic when I see a wizard. Doesn't matter.
They're scary.
Yeah. All right. Well,
those shields.
I think we'll probably check back in on Destiny around the expansion time, or it'll be good to revisit it after the first of the year, see where we're at. You know, I don't think it's, you know, in my game of the year conversation. I'll probably spend enough time on it that it should warrant that. But I also kind of recognize that its greatness is lacking. But I still enjoy my time. Like, if I can put the critic side of my brain to sleep, and I can just thoughtlessly play this game, because
that's,
it's
essentially
fun.
What I do.
And, you know, as far as the games that my friends are actively playing, there's still a draw there. Like, if somebody wants to get together and play Destiny, I'll go do that. I'm more likely to do that than to go play it by myself at this point. But I expect it to stick in my active rotation at least through the first expansion. So,
same here.
Cool. All right. Thanks everybody for listening to this episode. We'll be back with another game, another topic, another time. That was a pretty cool ending. I'll use that.
Oh, that was a nice flow.
All right. We'll see you guys.